Reporting from Cleveland, NPR's Mara Liasson has been following President Clinton's campaign. He has been out almost nonstop through the weekend and today. Mara, what is the main message of this last campaign tour?
Well, President Clinton is trying to end the campaign on an uplifting message. He's talking a lot about going forward together. He's talking about racial harmony and common ground. I mean, that message has two purposes. One, of course, is to end the campaign on a very uplifting note, but it's also a message that does energize the Democratic Party base. When he's in black churches, he gives it a slightly sharper edge. He talks about racial harmony, and he says, my opponent is using wedge issues to divide America by race. So it works both ways. Turnout, obviously, is the big thing the president is concerned about today.
There's less than 24 hours now. The Democrats are still completely confident that President Clinton will win the election?
Yes, they're still confident he can still win. They have no doubt that he's going to get a big electoral vote majority. What they are concerned about is the popular vote, that might fall under 50%, and that could jeopardize President Clinton's ability to sweep in a Democratic Congress. It's ironic because the same environment that has made this year such a good one for an incumbent to run in is also making life easier for all incumbents, and it's making it more difficult for Clinton to get rid of a Republican Congress and sweep in challenger Democrats.
Does he have any sense now of where he stands with the Congress, whether he will get that?
I think that they're saying it's too close to call. They're still saying it's possible that they could sweep in a Democratic Congress. The problem is that when you look at the national polls, the Democrats are up by about 6 or 7 points. But if you look at things on a race-by-race basis, it looks much more difficult for the Democrats. Privately, some campaign officials here are a lot less optimistic than they were, say, 1 week ago.
Mara, what about the difference between the Clinton campaign at this time in 92 and the Clinton campaign now?
There's a big difference. You know, the crowds are still as big, but they're just not as intense. And last time there was a real sense, I thought, that people felt they could do something powerful with their vote. They were going to make a change. And there was a lot of hope in the air. And this year people are either less angry or they're more content. And there's not the same sense of great expectation. It makes the whole campaign a little less electric, even though President Clinton is campaigning with utter abandon, as if he's 20 points down in the polls.
Now, whatever happens tomorrow, the president has been saying during this weekend that this is the last time that he will be here. He tells everybody, this is my last campaign appearance, the last day of my last campaign. What do you think the president's mood will be like? I mean, he spent his entire life running for office, starting in the eighth grade.
Well, he has, and he spent 22 years running for office, and he definitely has a sense that this is his valedictory. He's talking a lot, as you said, about how he feels during his last campaign. He told us that he set up this last day schedule himself. He wanted it to start in New Hampshire for sentimental reasons. That was the site of his great comeback in the 92 primaries, and today in New Hampshire he had an emotional reunion with a lot of his supporters, and he reminded everyone at a rally of the famous speech he gave in Dover, New Hampshire in 92 when he said, if New Hampshire voters will give me a chance to be president, I will be with them until the last dog dies. And he's also begun talking about his place in history. He's comparing himself and his role to the role that Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt played to keep the country together through a great time of change. Those two are great presidents, but Republican presidents.
Thanks very much, NPR's Mara Liasson, who is reporting now from Cleveland. And Mara, you're on your way to where? Kentucky?
We're on our way to Kentucky, and then Iowa, South Dakota, and back to Little Rock.
Little Rock tonight, and he will be in Little Rock for Election Day. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Linda.